Hey everybody, it's Arlie from Creative Hues here today, coming at you from Thunder Bay, Ontario on a very sunny day. It is looking like spring outside. I saw my first patch of grass peeking through the 4 feet of snow, which is hilarious because we really do have quite a bit of snow still. But this one tiny little piece of grass was poking out of the snowbank, and I felt great hope within my heart that spring is just around the corner here. So I was thinking about my post yesterday, which is called Roller Coaster, and I was feeling pretty low, but today I am feeling better. I've gotten some positive messages, some positive feedback, and sometimes it's all you need to like pivot your trajectory into a completely different direction. So I also wanted to talk to you about my singing in the shower today. So I had a shower, and I don't generally sing when I don't have a guitar in my hands. So it was interesting. I started belting out some old jazz tunes that I knew, and I used to sing jazz all the time. So when I was in university, I was in a few jazz bands, and they were so much fun, and I really loved them, and I love jazz, like all anything to do with jazz, I will sing it and I will love on it hard. So today I decided to, I don't know, just sing a few songs in the shower, and it felt really good, and it made me realize that I think that jazz is something I'm kind of missing in my life. I'm hankering to get together with a couple players in town here and bust out a few old tunes. And when I thought about that in my head, I actually felt pretty excited about the whole thing because I haven't done it in such a long time, and it used to be something I did, well, all the time, like I said before. So my question to you today, is there something that you haven't done in a really, really long time that used to get you fired up? And I know jazz is one of those things that you'd think it's funny that somebody gets fired up over it, but man, it's so beautiful. And the way my voice was working around the melody of a couple of the songs that I was singing today, it just felt really not a basic exercise, because jazz is not basic at all, but it felt like a really amazing vocal exercise to work on. So I was like, man, I gotta get some jazz back in my repertoire, and I think my voice will take on a new quality because I'm exercising it in a completely different way than I'm used to exercising it. So is there something that you do or haven't done for a while that you're thinking of, you know, artistically, that maybe you haven't picked up for a little bit? So I want you to think on that, and maybe you can get back to me. Is there something that you used to do all the time that just set your heart aflutter? Yeah, so that's exciting. I'm excited that like poked its head around the corner. So just like the tiny blade of grass in the snow, my jazz singing poked its head out of the snow and said, hey, girl, I'm over here. Why don't you sing a little bit of me today? And so I actually think I'm going to set my computer up, because I don't play jazz very fast. It takes me a while to get the chords down and stuff. So I usually just rely on good old karaoke backtracks. If you don't know this yet, YouTube is jam-packed with karaoke backtracks. You pick a track, they got your track, man. So, you know, I'm not saying we should use YouTube all the time for this stuff, but just for your own knowledge. So if you're ever in the car and you can download a few of them on your phone or whatever, or you can go to karaokemp3.com. Oh, I'm getting the name wrong. Anyway, you could go to that and you could download a few songs for $1 onto your phone, and you can rock out in your car. Just plug your iPhone in, play the track, off you go. You don't need a band. It's always nice to have people to play with, but you don't need a band. Nobody needs a band to sing. So those are some tools that I have used in the past, just when I'm kind of like short on hands, and or I'm kind of maybe, I don't want to say lazy, but I'll say lazy. I'll own that. Too lazy to learn. Too lazy to learn the whole song by myself. So yeah, and I'm kind of excited. So I'm feeling like a new wave coming on here. I did a little packing today, and the house is taking on a fresh new feeling, you know? You know when you clean up a bit, you tidy your life up a bit? Isn't that a book? I think there's a book out right now that's The Art of Tidying Up. And it really does make a difference. So man, I sang jazz today, got jazzed up, and I cleaned up my stuff today. I did a bunch of paperwork that was kind of like sitting on my plate, and boom, here we are. So I'm thinking tomorrow, because I'm leaving on a little trip with one of my dearest, dearest friends. She has graciously invited me to go to the United States for a day. We live pretty close to Duluth, Minnesota here. So she said, you need to get out of town. I'm going to take you out of town and we're going to go to Duluth. So I may or may not have a podcast tomorrow. But if I do, I may just do a quick little meditation with you guys in the morning. Anyway, so is there something you haven't done? I'm going to say this before I go. Is there something that you haven't done in a long time that gets you jazzed up, that gets you thinking about, you know, your creative past? I would suggest trying to pick that thing up again if you've put it down for a while. So I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go into my studio right now. I'm going to belt out some Ella Fitzgerald, some Nina Simone, and fill my heart bank up right up to the brim, because man, yesterday, I tell ya, was a little bit dark around these parts, but I'm feeling better today. I want to give a shout out to Jason B, who gave me some lovely inspiration, some messages. Thank you very much, sir. And I'm going to give a shout out to all of you today. And I want to tell you that I'm honoring you in your path and your journey, because some days can be amazing and some days can be a little bit harder. So I honor you as you walk this creative path. I honor your bravery and your courageous hearts, because being on the creative path, you kind of got to show them off. You got to show them quite often. So I'm going to leave you with that today. So I want to tell you guys, I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. You could always go to iTunes and give me a star or a like. And I want to tell you to have a really great day today and pick up that creative thing that you haven't done in a really long time. Okay, guys, we'll talk soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.